So toiled the Achaeans in that rough charge. But as for Diomedes, you could not tell if he were with Achaeans or Trojans, for he coursed along the plain most like an April torrent fed by snow, a river in flood that sweeps away his bank. No piled-up dike will hold him, no revetment shielding the bloom of orchard land, this river suddenly at crest when heaven pours down the rain of Zeus. Many a yeoman's field of beautiful grain is ravaged. Even so before Diomedes were the crowded ranks of Trojans broken, many as they were, and none could hold him. Now when Pandarus looked over at him, saw him sweep the field, he bent his bow of horn at Diomedes, and shot him as he charged, hitting his cuirass in the right shoulder joint. The winging arrow stuck, undeflected, spattering blood on bronze. Pandarus gave a great shout. "Close up, Trojans! Come on, charioteers! The Achaean champion is hit, hit hard! I swear my arrow shot will bring him down soon, if indeed it was Apollo who cheered me on my way from Lycia." Triumphantly he shouted, but his arrow failed to bring Diomedes down. Retiring upon his chariot and team, he stood and said to Sthenelus, the son of Capaneus, "Quick, Sthenelus, old friend, jump down and pull this jabbing arrow from my shoulder." Sthenelus vaulted down and pressed against him, drew the slim arrow shaft clear of his wound, with spurts of blood that stained his knitted shirt. And now at last Diomedes of the war cry prayed aloud, "O hear me, daughter of Zeus, who bears the storm cloud, tireless one, Athena! If ever you stood near my father and helped him in a hot fight, befriend me now as well. Let me destroy that man, bring me in range of him, who hit me by surprise and glories in it. He swears I shall be blind to sunlight soon." So ran his prayer, and Pallas Athena heard him. Nimbleness in the legs, sure feet and hands she gave him, standing near him, saying swiftly, "Courage, Diomedes, press the fight against the Trojans. Fury like your father's I've put into your heart. His never quailed. Tydeus, master shieldsman, master of horses, I've cleared away the mist that blurred your eyes a moment ago, so you may see before you clearly, and distinguish God from man. If any god should put you to the test upon this field, be sure you are not the man to dare immortal gods in combat, none, that is, except the goddess Aphrodite. If ever she should join the fight, then wound her with your keen bronze." At this, gray-eyed Athena left him, and once more he made his way into the line. If he had burned before to fight with Trojans, now indeed bloodlust three times as furious took hold of him. Think of a lion that some shepherd wounds but lightly as he leaps into a fold. The man who roused his might cannot repel him, but dives into his shelter, while his flocks, abandoned, are all driven wild. In heaps huddled they are to lie, torn carcasses, before the escaping lion at one bound surmounts the palisade. So, lion-like, Diomedes plunged on Trojans.